tweet at TodaySOR.
Just brilliant, says Ollie, about the music there from Soda Blonde. I have to agree with that. And also, a wonderful interview with Alice Leahy. So refreshing to hear such authenticity, unlike what we get from our ministers who spew statistics and preach political correctness in their own defence, while devoid of any real understanding of the reality on the ground. That's perhaps a little on the harsh side. Another one, Sean, I have witnessed and reported the worst neglect of the elderly. One pad change in 24 hours, gnarled toenails, beard growth, unattended bed sores. I am so glad to hear Alice highlighting such neglect on your programme. And just one last one for now. A very good discussion on your show with Deirdre regarding lay litigants and the court system. Much more is needed to highlight these issues, and I would hope we hear more on the subject. Yes, you will. I think we'd be back to this topic before too much longer. Now, Paddy O'Gorman is with me. Paddy, the week the Christmas bonus is being paid to people on social welfare.
That's right. All categories of social welfare recipients get the 100% bonus. Remember, a few years back it had been reduced, but it's been fully restored in recent years. So the job seekers since Monday, the lone parents would have been yesterday, the old age pensioners are being paid this morning, and also this week it's the final child benefit payment before Christmas that's been available since last Tuesday. So the post offices are busy, and I've been standing outside the post office in Carlow Town. It's a fine broad pavement there, easy to meet people. I'll start off with this mother and daughter here who were pleased to get the Christmas bonus.
Of course it's to help. I mean, it's better than nothing. I got mine Monday, and it's gone. But, I have a foster son and I have an 18-year-old, and the two of them want phones. And I was iPhone 8 XR, under £600 each. Right. Plus I got them EP tickets, plus it's clothes, plus it's stocking fillers.
You what kind of tickets?
EP tickets. What's electric that? Picnic.
Oh, right. Oh,
that's
very good.
So, yeah.
They're trying to keep up with their friends as well, And if they don't have it, they're getting embarrassed and all this. So you're trying to keep up with the age of this time and trying to get them what they want and what they need and stuff for Christmas.
Your children are smaller, though, so you're not going to buy them iPhones and stuff, are you?
No. Right. No iPhones, but electric scooters and hoverboards and stuff like that they want, because their friends have them, so they want them.
Do you ever end up in debt in Christmas?
I used to. I don't know.
No. 1 year I did. I had to borrow off Provident, then trying to pay it back every week then was just a nightmare, especially out of when you're trying to have a €200 budget and then trying to pay back the bills as well for Christmas.
Right. And the phone is £600 now, is it?
Yeah, well, this phone, yeah, because they're doing away with the 6, 7s and 7 pluses or whatever they are now, but they're shutting all them down. So the next one up is the iPhone 8.
And that's the one you're going to get, is it?
Yeah.
For both of them, is it?
Both of them, yeah. So, well, I mean, I can't treat one without the other, do you know?
So how much is that altogether?
About 1,200. Well, 1,170 or something. That's only for one thing each. That's not counting the little stocking fillers or their clothes or their food or anything else.
May I know, do you have a man with you to help you?
No, I don't. Right. I'm a single mother of 3 lovely daughters and a foster son and 3 lovely grandchildren.
In your day, say...
We were lucky to get a doll.
Yes, I'm going to say
that. And
we were
delighted to get a doll or whatever it be under the tree. And daring to be saying no.
So what's so different then? Why have things changed so much?
I think it's trying to keep up with the Joneses.
It's the times change.
And times change and keeping up with their friends. And
your daughter is also a lone parent now as well.
She is, But getting on, brilliant. Mm. She always did it herself and she always will.
Isn't it hard managing without men?
But that's men. No, it's not hard managing without men. Men? What good are they for anyway?
Make you pregnant.
Oh, well, yes, but all yous are good for.
Well, Paddy, nice to hear that those women have avoided having to go into deep debt and high interest payments and so forth.
That's right. But you see the way that men aren't necessary in social welfare families, are they? In working families, if the man is gone, it's a big problem. But social welfare, the state is favoured by a lot of women. So this is 2 more young women pushing prams who'd just been in the post office.
Yeah, we just collected our children's allowance. It's €140 per child.
They cut it back when you're 16.
Yeah, I was only in school. When I left school, my mum got cut her own children's allowance as I had a baby then when I was 16.
Tell me about Christmas shopping. Is it expensive?
It's a very expensive time of year.
The world's still lucky. They're only still small, so... Ball pits and things like that. Okay, we get away with still fridge magnets.
Did you ever end up in debt over Christmas?
Last year I did. It was in serious debt last year. It took me months to come back out of it. Rent I couldn't afford. TV license. I'm still trying to get everything back. So by the time I have it sorted, it's Christmas again. You know.
Provident, was it? Or?
Yeah, it was Provident. And it's a serious loan to be paying back. You're paying a lot more than you should be. And MABS. Came into us in a course and they told us to go down there and you'll be able to get a credit union for 10%. You'll only be paying 10% interest. There's so many different...
MABS helped you with that?
MABS and Carlo helped me with that, and they were brilliant.
Are you parents with a partner, or are you...
No, single parents.
You're both single
parents? Yeah, both single parents, yeah.
Isn't that tough?
Yeah, it's very tough. You know, when you don't have that other person there to support you and help you, it's hard to do it all on your own sometimes.
And you have two now?
Yeah, two.
And it's a very hard time of year, especially when the father figure isn't always around for the daughter. So.
And will the dads have any involvement with them this Christmas?
They will this Christmas. Yeah. They'll take them Christmas Day.
After dinner. Right. Have a few bit of time with them.
You were only 16 having a baby?
I was 16 when I got pregnant. I was 17 when I had her. You were thrown into the deep end and that was it. Like.
Years ago, when I'd be meeting single mothers, say, at a place like this, people would say, oh, but there's no contraception. I mean, but you grew up in an area in which there is contraception. I mean,
yeah.
What's going on?
School, not enough education. Right. Really seriously, not enough education in school.
I do agree,
100%. Yeah. I think there should be two or three classes specifically a week just for sexual education.
And would you have acted differently?
Yeah, 100%. I was only 16. I thought I knew it all. I thought it was great.
And how's Christmas Day going to be then?
Yeah, well, actually, we're just going to stay, just us and the kids, and we're going to stay together for Christmas Day and have Christmas dinner together. So that's what we're doing for Christmas.
Yeah, Paddy, what are the popular presents for them?
Well, it's funny. This time a year ago, I did this report, if you like, in Mullingar, and we kept hearing about unicorns. Paw Patrol is the great one this year, but here's some more. There's Shoppers here as well in Carlow. What are the popular presents for Christmas?
Lidl is a retailer, same as all the other retailers. We have not Lidl.
Well, I think the dearest Christmas present I have to buy is PlayStation 4. How much is it? $350 or something. I'm on my own with children the last 5 years. Three kids I have. Like, you don't get enough on social welfare to live on it, so. Well, I do enjoy Christmas regardless. Like money's not everything.
I think collecting my children's allowance.
Do you think I'll spend it today?
Yeah, 100%. The children's presents, an Xbox. Right. Yeah, yes, that's going to cost a fortune. $350.
So you're minding them on your own, are you?
Yeah, yeah. Just going to be spent on the children, so yeah.
I'm on job seeker's allowance, so right. When your child is 7, they transfer you straight onto job seeker's allowance.
From lone parents, was it?
Yeah, from a lone parent.
Have you worked out how you're going to spend it?
On Paw Patrol stuff, and I'd be lucky to get three items out of it.
Paw Patrol is
the
big thing
Paw
this year.
Paw Patrol for the boys now.
Yeah.
Hot Wheels and things like that he's mad into. So if you want the tracks and all, like, they all cost. Mm-hmm. But the Paw Patrol is the dearest of the lot, really. It starts off for the small figures at €20. And then if you're going to the bigger stuff, it can be anything from 50 to 120. Or.
May I know how much do you think you'll be spending?
He'd be getting just 300 and stuff, because that's all I can afford is 300.
Do you enjoy Christmas?
Yeah, I enjoy it. I actually like Christmas now since I had the child. When I didn't have the child now, it wasn't much strife for me. Mm-hmm. Like, but I get my child up and dressed and bring him down to see all his ties. Now I don't mind it. I love it.
Paddy, thank you very much indeed for bringing us those voices from Carlow. The Gathering is next.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.